Thursday night was a tale of two groups with contrasting ideas on how to make change, clashing after the death of Daniel Prude. WXXI's James Brown has details.
Reverend Lewis Stewart called it a generational clash. His group, the United Christian Leadership Ministry, organized a conversation with Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren, Police Chief Laurent Singletary, and several members of City Council about the next steps to take in the light of the death of Daniel Prude. In March, Prude suffocated in the middle of Jefferson Avenue during an encounter with Rochester police. He died a week later. As the conversation began, things quickly got chaotic.
You're in the murder of Daniel Prude!
Dozens of members of Black Lives Matter-related groups took exception to Singletary's presence, and they called him and the other police leaders killers and demanded that they leave. He and several city council members did. Stewart was shoved in the process. Justin Morris was involved with the scuffle.
The clash that happened over there is because the young people that came up here knew the narrative that was going to be carried out here today, and we're not accepting it any longer.
Morris and other protesters say they've had enough of the Warren administration and Rochester police, who they say covered up Prude's death. They want change immediately, but Reverend Stewart says that's not possible without dialogue.
In order to push through change, you must channel that energy, that anger, into something that's positive.
Those protesters left Stewart's event for another night near Prude's memorial on Jefferson Avenue. Hundreds of them laid face down on the street as a version of Sam Cooke's A Change Gonna Come played before they kept marching. James Brown, WXXI News.